Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's great to be together, and it's Monday morning, and so happy Monday morning, and welcome. If you're new to the podcast, we are thrilled that you have joined the podcast party and joined us to do what it is that we do every morning. And you're going to need a Bible and a journal, and you're going to need a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and maybe a spot or a place that you can count on. And we're going to begin a conversation with Jesus. And then we're going to just continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day. And so happy Monday and welcome. And you can turn in the Gospel of John to chapter 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 12. And last week, if you missed my announcement, you may have looked for a podcast on Friday morning and did not find one. I decided to do a podcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, and then Friday and Saturday morning, we get to do with Jesus what we've been doing together every day. And then on Sunday, we tune into whatever the Inland Vineyard Church is doing. And then we're back together on Monday for the podcast. So that's kind of our new schedule, and it's great to be together this morning. And so the title of the podcast today is The Mirror and the Window. And that's a little bit of an odd title, but I hope it'll make a bunch more sense in just a moment. The Mirror and the Window. And we'll be in John chapter 12 in just a moment, but I'd like to start out with a question. And this is a little bit of a different question. And the question is, how do you tend to approach Scripture? Now, we all have a certain approach towards Scripture. We don't always think about what our approach towards Scripture is, but we all have an approach, and it's not a bad idea to think about what our approach is. So some of us, you know, maybe you approach Scripture as a history book, and it is. But then some of us would say, well, it's much more than that. It's a history, but it's a living history. It's more than history, and we're invited into the story, you know? So maybe you approach Scripture as a living history that you're invited into. You know, maybe you approach Scripture devotionally. It's not so much about the historical context or whatever. It's just, how does it feel to me, you know, right now? Maybe you approach Scripture as something to be studied, you know, and mastered. Or you approach Scripture as something to be experienced. And maybe you'd say, well, you know, I approach Scripture in all those ways, or none of the above. Some of us would say, well, no, none of the above. You know, I actually have questions about the authority or the validity of Scripture. I certainly don't think Scripture is, you know, inerrant. And I'm probably not going to die on the inerrancy hill. And if you don't know about those debates, don't even worry about it. I would, however, die on the authority and the validity hill of Scripture. And some of you are thinking, gosh, normally Travis starts out with such a good question about life, like real life, and what's all this stuff about how we approach Scripture? But I'll get there. Just give me a sec. So how do you approach Scripture? Because it's important. And, you know, this morning, I want to suggest an approach to Scripture. I think a very powerful approach, and it's called the mirror and the window. And so let's practice that just a little bit this morning. And so John chapter 12, verse 43, "For they loved human praise more than the praise of God." There it is, just that. They loved human praise more than the praise of God. And that begs the question, you know, who is they? So we back up just a tad to verse 42 to get some context. "Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders of the Jews, believed in Jesus. But because of the Pharisees, They would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they, some of the leaders of the Jews, loved human praise more than even the praise of God. So there are some leaders in Israel that were believing that Jesus was at least the prophet, maybe the Messiah, putting their faith in him, but they didn't want to say anything because they were afraid of the, you know, the political and social power of the Pharisees, that they might be put out of the synagogue. And the author of this gospel says that they were more into the praise of man than the praise of God. So the approach to Scripture, let's start with the mirror. You know, sometimes we tend to say, well, those darn Jewish leaders, you know, they want the praise of men. You know, I'm glad I'm not like one of them, you know, judgmental and critical and power hungry. You know, I never judge. I'm not into power. And, you know, those are the kind of things that we think about sometimes when we read Scripture. Those darn Pharisees, those darn tax collectors, those darn people. But let me just remind you how a parable, because Jesus taught in parables, how a parable functions in the life and teaching of Jesus. Jesus would teach a parable, and a parable, what a parable does is it requires that everyone listening plays a part in the parable, or better yet, tells everybody listening, you are playing a part in the parable. What part are you playing? So the teaching of Jesus functions like a mirror first. And when we approach Scripture, I'm advocating that first we, by the power of the Spirit, in the loving presence of God, look into the mirror, because let's just own it. We often, you often, I often love the praise of men more than the praise of God. And excuse me. And that's why we struggle with codependency. You know, making sure that you're all right, so I'm all right, and I got to make sure you're all right, so I'll be all right. And that's wanting the praise of people. That's why we engage in flattery, or that's why we're dishonest. This is why we use our power or intimidate. This is why we obsessively think other people's thoughts, or what we think other people's thoughts are about us, because we want their praise even more than we want God's praise sometimes. It's why we, you know, lay down when we're to stand up, or run over people when we're really to let go. It's why we present and pose and perform and, you know, posture ourselves. You may be thinking, well, I don't do those things. And, you know, if that's your response, if that's my response, we really need to start with the mirror. Because sometimes we blame other people for our own antics because, you know, we don't want to look in the mirror, so we find in them what we don't want to own in ourselves. And Jesus called that judgment. 21st century psychology calls that projection. And so we've got to start with the mirror. St. John of the Cross, a great mystic, you know, theologian in the Middle Ages, said, sometimes God will take away the bottle of spiritual pleasure and give us the mirror of spiritual growth. And so we just got to own it. Verse 43, we do love the praise of human beings more than we love the praise of God. That's our reality often, and so we are codependent, and we flatter, and we're dishonest, and we present, and we pose, and we perform, and we posture. But God doesn't want to leave us staring into the mirror. He doesn't. And so, verse 44, then Jesus cried out, whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but the one who has sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as the light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Verse 45, the one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. And so as we look at Scripture, right, as we look into that mirror, and we may not always like what we see, but as we keep looking and keep looking and keep looking, it's like that mirror shifts and becomes this window through which we now see Jesus. And I just want to say that one more time. It starts with the mirror, and then as we look at the Scripture, this mirror shifts and becomes this window through which we see Jesus, through which we see Him. And We see his grace and his love and his healing power and his life and, like in this passage, his light and his forgiveness and the joy that he has in us. And then we change. And I think that we only change as we begin with the mirror in humility and then continue to look at the scripture, and that mirror shifts, it becomes a window, and then we see Jesus and our eyes are fixed on Jesus and we encounter Jesus and we begin to change. And, you know, just to loop back, you know, to where we begin before we close, I don't know what your approach to Scripture is. You may not believe what I believe about Scripture. You may not believe what Orthodox Christianity has believed about Scripture, but the reality is you don't have to believe what Orthodox Christianity believes about Scripture in order to approach Scripture with this mirror and window approach, to see ourselves and then to keep looking and to see Jesus. And that leads to change. That leads to life. And that's an approach to Scripture that I've been practicing in this podcast that I would advocate. And it's the approach I want to take this morning. So read this passage again. Look and look and see yourself. And then look and look and keep looking and see Jesus. And let's be open and vulnerable with ourselves today, and then let's fix our eyes on Jesus today. And as friends that are friends of Jesus, let's just enjoy him throughout the rest of the day. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.